Many people view the church in a way that is, well, very critical. Now, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I don't think the church should be above criticism, but I think sometimes we do get picked on a little unfairly. However, on the whole, I've got no problem being a bit picked on. In fact, sometimes I worry that I'm too popular. Because my thinking would be, well, if everybody is kind of, I don't know, relatively warm or neutral towards me, then am I standing up for the things that I should be standing up for? Am I truly being myself in front of them? And so I'd like to show you my favourite statistic, because of course there will always be people that don't like you. And my favourite statistic is this. Would you like to see my favourite statistic? Yes. Of course you would. This is my favourite statistic. 10% of people won't like you no matter what you do. I find that very freeing. I'm not going to try too hard. I'm not going to try to pretend to be something I'm not. I don't want to try too hard to impress, because at the end of the day, there are some people that won't like you no matter what you do. Now, of course, to an extent, you know, we all want to be liked, and you know, in certain groups, it's nice to be popular. But given a choice between being popular and being myself, given a choice between being popular and being the person that I feel I should be, I would rather be myself. I'd rather be the person that I feel I should be. Who here has seen this? The Greatest Showman. Who's seen The Greatest Showman? Now, again, it's all subjective. I think it's a marvellous film. I think it's a really good film. And one of the central messages of The Greatest Showman, I'm not going to give too much away, don't worry if you haven't seen it. It's a musical. In many ways, it's like the film that I want to make, but not quite as polished. But it's a kind of musical theatre show. It's the story of P.T. Barnum and The Greatest Show on Earth and all that. And essentially what Mr. Barnum did is that he brought together a collection of people that were kind of outsiders. So for those of you that have seen the film, what kind of people did Mr. Barnum get as part of his act, as part of his service? Who can remember? Yes. Strange people and unique people. Yes, I think that sums up just about everyone here. Well, what else? What more specifically? Who can remember? I'm sorry? The lady with the beard. There was a lady with a beard, but with an amazing singing voice. What else? Who else can remember? Yes. A little person. There was a very little person. I always find that difficult, how to term little people. I'm never sure what the correct term is. I think you did it beautifully well. It was a little person. Who else? Yes. And there was a really big person, and there was a really strong people, there was tattooed people. There was all sorts there. Again, a little bit like the church. Jesus. No, it's good. It's good. It's good. That's my point. It's good. One of the central songs, one of the big songs, is a song called This Is Me. Essentially, it's saying to the world, well, look, this is who I am. Take me or leave me, like me or not, this is me. I'm coming to the reading. Some of you are thinking, what's happened to the Bible reading? It's coming. Now, Jesus also had a group of people that he brought together for a particular reason, a particular mission. And Jesus said these words to them. He said, I command you to love each other. But if the people of this world hate you, just remember that they hated me first. If you belong to the world, its people would love you, but you don't belong to the world. I have chosen you to leave the world behind, and this is why its people hate you. Remember how I told you that servants are not greater than their master. So if people mistreat me, they will mistreat you. If they do what I say, they will do what you say. Now, it's also worth saying here that not everyone hated Jesus. In fact, some people really loved him. It's also worth saying that, like us in our lives, Jesus was more popular in some places than in other places, and more popular at certain times in his life than at other times in his life. But there was a group of people that hated him. And so another little question: why was Jesus bullied? Why was he bullied? What do we think?
He showed them up for who they were.
Yes. So both with his actions and his words, you could argue that he stood for something that was countercultural, and that doesn't always win you friends. Anybody else like to comment? Why was Jesus bullied? I'm sorry? Yes, he did things that were very strange and foreign and alien to most of the culture. Anything else? Anything else? Yes, we have one more hand at the back. Absolutely. He associated with those that other people bullied, that other people picked on. The famous Christian writer Kurt Cobain said this: I'd rather be hated for who I am than loved for who I am not. Jesus was not afraid to be himself. I think one of the permissions that he was giving to the disciples is that they must be themselves. They must think what they think. They must say what they need to say. They must act in the ways that they need to act, regardless of popularity. And so we will finish with a little prayer, and then I will lead us in some wider prayers. Because it's not always easy to have the courage to stick out from the crowd. And so I will say a prayer, and perhaps if you agree with the prayer at the end, you can say an amen. Dear God, I pray for the courage and the ability to be the best version of ourselves as both individuals and as the church. I pray for the courage to speak when we should speak and to act when we should act, despite what others may do or say. I pray for the courage and the grace to act in the right way when others have picked on, bullied, or mistreated us. Help us, we pray. Amen.